Hello and welcome. This is the OR Gamecast, episode 33. I am Quinn, joined by Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey.
What's going on, Nick?
It's hot.
You can't say that, Nick. That's for the random topic.
I can because I have stuff to talk about that's hot, too. I got a clip-on fan that clips onto my desk and then points directly at my face while I play Witcher 3 now.
Wow.
I'm very comfortable.
Wow, I'm jealous.
In fact, I'm going to recommend it to everyone. Everyone use the Amazon referral link. Description.
How much is it, Nick?
It's $15.
Is it a USB fan?
You can move it up and down side to side.
Is it a USB fan or does it have its own battery?
It plugs into an outlet.
Okay, and it clips on to pretty much anything?
Yeah, well.
You said it clips onto your desk.
It clips onto a desk. I don't know what you're planning on clipping.
Well, my desk is very thick, so I don't know if it's like how.
Oh, it has like a 2.5 inch. I don't know what to call it, area that it can clip onto if it's bigger than that.
Okay.
So, all right. Clip it onto your monitor.
Maybe I'll do it. I'm going to use your Amazon link, Nick, because it is also fairly hot here.
What is the Lasco one?
What is the temperature over there?
The temperature? I want to say it's been 70. That's the average. So it's getting hot.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to have to teach you what hot actually is. But we'll talk about that later, Nick. Talk about this okay. Nutella.
What is this? I have a funny story I think people might enjoy. So
all right, well,
go ahead and tell
keyword
story.
Is might enjoy, right?
Might enjoy. Quinn will disclaimer review it at the end.
Yeah, I'll give it a rating.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
How many funnies is it? It's probably 3. I'm going to give it 3 funnies.
It's one of those stories where you look back at your and you question your own life values.
All right.
It's like, you know when the first time you saw Shawshank Redemption and you're like, wow, you're moved.
Yeah.
That is this type of story that I'm about to tell.
Wow. Should we make it a feature film?
Maybe.
It sounds like
we'll,
this is...
We'll get... Well, I'm going to ask you at the end.
All right. You can start.
So... I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, I was with my girlfriend at the time, my ex-girlfriend, and we had this debate over how to pronounce Nutella.
Okay.
And I always pronounced it Nutella. And she was like, no, it's Nutella. And we had a debate going back and forth. It's like, I don't understand, it's Nutella, whatever. And we finally, after a hour of debating, I don't know how long we debated, I looked it up on an official Nutella website, and they had an FAQ, and one of the questions was, how do you officially pronounce Nutella, and Nutella is the way to pronounce it? Whatever, that's just part of the story. Now, today, someone talked about Nutella and pronounced it Nutella. It's the first time I've ever heard someone pronounce it this way, and I corrected them. Making my ex-girlfriend the all-round, all-time winner, victor. She is victorious, I guess.
So you have become the teacher, Nick.
Right.
You were once the student who had poor grammar, and now you are the teacher.
Yeah.
Who was this Nutella person?
Just someone. Someone that was talking about chocolate that I heard.
Was this in real life, or...?
Yeah, it was in real life.
All right. And you slapped down the grammar hammer, right?
Well, I just mentioned it. I was like, it's Nutella.
Okay. Well, I have to say, my life has officially been changed.
Good.
Forever. I think
Quinn is right now is like the ending scene of Shawshank where he's standing in the rain yelling into the sky.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scarred. I'm a little bit scarred because I did have to climb through the sewers to get here, but...
Yeah.
You know, I think
but you ever have a debate like that where you realized you were wrong, and then years later,
well, it's kind of weird because usually I'm right.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. or I'm like,
this is what I gotta deal with, people.
This is what happens. Usually, I'll be like the third person, right? Like people will have an argument over something like that, and I'll just be like, I'm looking it up on Google. Here's the actual answer. Stop talking about it. Because I'll just be like, I don't want to listen to other people argue about like small things for an hour.
Yeah.
So I kind of ruin the fun.
Yeah,
Or if I'm part of that argument, I look it up. So
yeah, I try to do the same. I was a young kid back then. This was 4 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
21, Quinn's age.
Yeah, I'm a youngin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't. Today I would just probably look it up. I don't know. It's one of those arguments where there's no harm done, so it's kind of fun just arguing your point because you know you're not gonna lose anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So except it broke up my relationship.
Yeah. Well.
No, that wasn't the reason we broke up. So.
Well, way to bring it to that place. Wow. Yeah, no, but yeah, the Nut Ella portion of this story was the real life changer. This whole Nick breaking up with his girlfriend has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
Yeah.
I did message her today telling her what happened and saying she was victorious.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
one of those people that keeps in contact or that's friendly with their ex.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The more you know. Yeah. And today I learned.
What did you learn?
I learned you are friendly with your ex-girlfriend, and you pronounced Nutella, not Ella.
Right.
I think Nutella, we've all really gained Ella, something from the beginning of this podcast, Nick. Thank you.
Yep. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think
that
it was
and my good. Fan. Those are the two big things that's happened to me this week.
Well, I'm just saying, you gotta inform the people that.
Oh, wait! I got a third thing. Can I all right. it up?
Bring it up.
I bought a pill cutter.
Well, there you go.
I've mentioned on the podcast before that I take caffeine pills, you know?
Yeah. Is a knife not good enough for you?
Knife is not good enough. They're hard to cut. So okay. I bought a pill cutter, and now I take the 50, and now they're 50 milligrams.
Wow.
I'm cutting down on the caffeine.
Good, good. Yep. Are you feeling less active now that you're taking less?
Today was the first day I've tried it, and I feel pretty good. Like, last week's podcast, I was kind of tired.
Yeah, you were.
And today I feel more energetic to do the podcast. So.
Well, that's good. That's good,
that is
Nick.
Good. So,
that's good.
I just wanted to mention that. It's just like this little box. It's kind of interesting. It was only $5.
And it doesn't make it a lot easier? You just, like, press it down and everything?
Like, it holds it in place, and it cuts it in half.
Wow.
Well, use the Amazon referral link, people. Yeah,
if you need to cut your caffeine pills in half, there you go. Nick's got you covered.
Yeah.
Give him a little tip if you got the money.
Yeah, and I ordered some vitamin B2 pills today because I've been getting headaches almost every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that B2 vitamins
are the way to go.
Can help. It's not a guarantee that it's gonna fail, but that could be the problem. I could be low on it, so I'm gonna update you guys, tell you if my headaches are better.
Alrighty. Yeah,
because I don't know if this is gonna work or not.
We'll have a referral link to the vitamin B2 pills if you need to get on that.
Yeah
that's good. Nick with three things this week. It's a new record,
right?
Yeah,
all interesting things.
Yeah, all great life-changing stories.
And now we have to slow it down.
Yeah,
so Quinn can complain about his YouTube channel.
I'm sorry, you know, it's like every week I gotta talk about it, you know.
Yeah,
actually,
get it off your chest.
I wasn't gonna talk about it. Nick decided that I should talk about
it. That's true, because he kept on asking me questions, and I wanted to get it on the podcast.
You're like, ask Quinn someone else questions. I don't want to deal with this. Anyway,
want to go right to that?
Yeah, let's just go right to that. So, okay. I've started a series.
Yep.
Subscriber Sunday.
It's not an official name.
There is no official name. It's actually going to change every single time I put it up. And the reason why is I've decided that pretty much the comments section will dictate how the next episode ends up. So, like, I've gotten recommendations on different names for the next episode. So, like, Sexy Sunday or, like, nice. Bill Clinton Tuesday. I don't know.
Right.
But we got a bunch of different names going. I'm happy about that. That's also, good. The gameplay in the background is all based on the comments. What I talk about, you know, what's going on in the actual video is all comment run. So
I did I gave him some advice, and I said I didn't care what kind of gameplay was in the background.
Yeah.
So there's great. You could play. No, I want you to play that tic-tac-toe game.
Well, they're actually, two people have actually told me what they want to see in the background, so.
Was one of them Tic-Tac-Toe?
No, one of them was Payday, and the other one was
nice.
Mice Shoot 'Em Up game that I forgot the name of. But
I just had to do a stakeout on a stream the other night to try to win some Payday codes, but I didn't win.
Why do you need Payday codes? You have Payday and Payday
2. Well, it comes with all the DLC.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, I don't know if that's necessarily worth it, Nick. I don't know how much time you spend in Payday 2 right now. We'll talk about what you're playing in a little bit, but I definitely think Payday 2's not on that list.
No, it's not, but I do kind of want to play it again.
Well, maybe we'll play it a little bit later here today. Because
it's definitely a fun game.
I do need to record some of it for the next episode, so.
Yeah. So yeah. Quinn's asking me all this advice. Like, I was watching the video, and I was kind of hoping Quinn was going to... Because, like, while I was watching it, he was like, I want you guys to decide. And I was just like, nah, I got to do all this work. Well, I got my own channel to worry about.
That's funny, because, like, Skolin said, he was like, Quinn, it seems like you're a little bit desperate. Like, you want everyone else to do everything.
Skolin is very hardcore. He gets to the point.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around. So
it's kind of just Quinn 10 minutes of just tell me what you guys want.
Yeah, that's kind of what he was leaning on, and I'm like, oh, that's not really what I was going for. But
it wasn't
okay.
A terrible video. I did like the question part, the question part.
Yeah,
but like that was the beginning was kind of slow, where you were just explaining what it was going on.
Yeah, well, I tend to talk too much, so
yeah. You already, like, in the beginning, you explained how you already tried to record it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Or is that another video?
No, that was the same video, yeah.
Yeah, and you spent some time explaining that.
Well, that was mainly because the question's really good, and I want to sit there and answer the question.
Right.
Yeah. Like, one of the questions...
a good question.
Yeah, they're like, one of the questions is, like, like, how do your friends and family react to your hobby? And I was like, oh, God, that's a good question, man.
Yeah, because I'm his only friend. What is he going to say?
Yeah, Nick doesn't appreciate me. Skolin doesn't appreciate what I do.
Last week, I think you were worried what I was going to say about us switching the podcast around.
Yeah.
And I was all for it. You weren't expecting that, were you?
I don't know. I was just, I didn't want it to be... You know, I don't know. I didn't want it to be your thing that I take away from you, you know?
No. I actually, like I said, I had the idea, and I mentioned it to you before, where I was like, why don't we work on each other's channels where we post silly bonus stuff on your channel and then serious game reviews on mine, and you were like, no dice.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because I think our versions of bonus sucks would be different. So
right, because no, that's definitely true, because I edited that one video of us streaming, you singing the different songs,
yeah,
and then we posted it on Quinn Does Gaming, and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna put it on my channel, but instead you made even more edits to it.
Yeah, I just needed to
I can't just put this video on here.
I gotta clean it up a little bit, you know.
I like my version better.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen your version as many times.
Oh
yeah. Yeah,
you like watching yourself sing, I guess.
I'm just curious, like how did we only get one video out of there, you know? Like, well, not out of that, but like, we should be doing this more, is what I was thinking. Like, we should be streaming and having a good time more often, type of thing.
Yeah, streaming is hard for me because I'm not always in the mood.
Yeah.
And if I'm not in the mood, it's not going
to work. Yeah, you need to take 150 grams of caffeine for you to be in the mood all the time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or that's all right. start a drinking problem.
I don't think the drinking problem will help you, like, be in the mood to stream.
Yeah, you never know. I think it'd make you mad.
Probably.
Like, God, you'd be damn it, Nick, we gotta go capture the flag.
You'd be like, no, you'd be like, oh, Quinn, there's no one watching this goddamn stream.
That's when I'm not drinking.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it'd be magnified. Like, you'd be like, it's just goddamn Chief, and he's not even talking and answering our questions.
Chief just has it up, open in another tab, and muted just to be nice to us.
Yeah, well, I was streaming yesterday, and that's kind of what happened, so.
I did see that post on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at this big boy.
Well, I said I want to, you know, stream more often just to at least get some followers paying attention to it. And, you know, hopefully.
It's just insane that some of the streamers, how much they stream. Just, well, yeah. Like, they have a schedule of just doing it 8 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll try that eventually. But right now, while I have a job and my sanity.
All
right,
you'll burn yourself out.
I'll keep it on the lowdown. But I think we should move on a little bit to a different topic.
Yeah.
But
if you guys have any idea, if you have any ideas for Quinn, don't be afraid to tell him.
Just go.
Sunday's videos.
Yeah, go on the video, type a comment. You'll be good.
We're
to
expecting
go.
Another video on Sunday, correct?
I haven't decided yet. Okay. I haven't decided yet. Because I basically only have time tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I also want to make, like, another video as well.
Yeah, and then we had that idea of doing
the So there's a lot of things that can happen tomorrow. I haven't decided what I want to do.
All right, you gotta let me know if I'm a part of any of it.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. Don't worry.
Actually, tomorrow I should be free at this time.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll talk about it more if we stream today, okay. If you're interested in streaming today.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's not a podcast to go through.
Quinn and Todd out here. I don't feel like that much.
What I've been waiting for, though.
Huh?
Quinn's...
Where I'm asking you if you want to go do stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's what, the next thing you're about to talk about, I don't want to give it away.
Oh. Oh,
I guess it's not that big of a deal as I was making it out to be.
Well, I actually wanted to move on to me talking about surgery because we're talking about, like, if okay. I'm gonna make this video.
This is not
on Sunday.
What I was looking for.
Yeah, I know. You'll get to it. We'll get to
okay.
it.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know if we're gonna have a podcast up on my channel next week, or I'm gonna have a video up on Sunday, or what's gonna happen because I am going to surgery on Friday. And I don't know when I'll be able to talk again, which is kind of a scary thing if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like what am I gonna do? Just
especially for you.
Yeah, I know, right? Like what am I gonna do? Just I don't know. What do I
you
have?
You can still stream.
I guess.
Just type in the chat.
I could just get one of those text to speech programs.
Just like get a webcam and every time someone talks to you, just look at the camera and like shrug your shoulders.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was actually thinking that I might take some time to learn After Effects and also learn how to make maps in TF2. But that's if I'm really ambitious, and I don't think I am.
I think you should focus on making that video, the podcast video you're thinking of doing, where there's gameplay and whatnot.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to make, like, a bunch of templates, so it's easier to, like, whenever I make a video, it's just easier. Like, I could just put a template there, bam, it's done.
Huh. If
you get what I'm saying?
Not really.
Like, I don't know. Like, if for the podcast, right, I kind of had this idea of having the gameplay, but there would be a template showing the topic we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Kind of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where they show the steps to the side.
Yeah,
of the
kind
screen.
Of. And like at the same time, so I'd show all the topics, but you could actually click them to go directly to the topic.
Oh, wow, that is ambitious. You don't want to do that every week?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's a lot of time.
Lately, I've been even like when I'm uploading this podcast, it's like I don't even feel like doing the annotations over our face, our avatars.
Oh wow! You're like, oh, I gotta click several buttons. Yeah. I don't know.
It's tough work.
I know.
But I do it for Chief and Skull.
Yeah, it does get pretty. It does get pretty tedious doing small things all the time. We need to hire like an intern.
Yeah,
Skull, and you want to be an intern, Chief? Anyone? Justin?
Anybody?
Yeah, we need
to. You tell us. Yeah. You tell us.
Yeah. You controlled the video type of thing. Anyways, adding on to that, it is super hot, Nick. I don't know. I mean, we kind of went over your definition of hot, which was, what, 70 degrees?
That is hot.
It was 95 yesterday here.
That's hot, too.
No, that is beyond hot in your definition. That is magma. In your definition, okay?
I guess.
No, it is 25 degrees hotter than you described hot. Okay, it is.
I've been in 95 degree weather, and it is hot, but 70 degree weather is hot to me, too.
You don't live in 95 degree
weather. You gotta understand this. My metabolism, I think that's what controls whatever I'm about to mention. I'm in New England, where the winters are very cold, so my body reacts to heat differently than yours, because you're not used to severe low temperatures.
True.
So 70 is hot to me, even though that's just a nice day for you.
I know, Nick. I know. I'm just trying to like
95 is hot.
I'm trying to make your hot seem less important than my hot.
Right, and I'm debating it.
Here's an example. Last night I was trying to go to bed. It was like 12:30 in the morning, and
he's sweating profusely.
Yeah,
his transformer sheets. I are was all soaked.
My SpongeBob pillow. I'm just laying there, like, wishing I would die. I have, like, no clothes on. I have no sheets on. All my windows are open. No, I don't have a fan anymore. I have all my windows open. Because I'm just, like, I'm just dying, Nick.
I always have my fan, even when it's cold. Just the noise.
Well, that's why I'm thinking about buying that $15 fan you're mentioning. And if you got the Amazon link. My
$15 fan is pretty quiet, so don't buy it for the noise.
No, I wouldn't buy it for the noise. I'd buy it to cool me off.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Now, remember, this is just a small fan that clips onto your desk.
That's fine.
A giant fan.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
That's fine. Speaking of hot things, Nick, I almost got fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a good segue.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. This is what happened, okay? It was interesting, okay?
This just happened today?
No, it happened last week. Last week, I was working a lot, all right? I worked 6 days in a row, okay?
Hold on. Can you just give us a couple of seconds to think of why Quinn would almost get fired?
Yeah, just
think about it. I want everyone listening to think of,
Let me just mention one thing.
Okay.
I am a part-time employee, and I worked 6 days in a row. That's kind of where the tension built.
I'm thinking he wore an inappropriate shirt.
I'm giving some time for Skolin and Chief to think about it.
Just get, we should put in some music right here.
Okay. This is what happened, Nick. All
right.
So I basically had been called in every single day, like every day off of mine, and been told that they really need my help.
Yeah,
and so I need to come in and work like a full day,
right?
And
I'm
part time, so it's not really what I want to be doing.
Yeah,
especially since I wanted to stream more and make more videos and kind of stay on top of my content stuff.
Okay, I think I know where this is going.
So I'm not happy with the amount of time I'm being told I should be working. Yeah. So it's a Friday. And it's getting to the end of the day, so I just worked five days in a row.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, my weekend's finally here. I'm going to be free. And my manager comes down I work in the basement of this place, okay? So they walk downstairs. Yeah, it's
Milton.
That's complicated, and I'll talk about that eventually some other time. But they come down to the basement, and she looks at me and the other employee and says, well, no, she actually just talks to me. She says, Quinn, I'm here to inform you that you are working all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And I turned to her and I said, well, I'm here to inform you that that is breaking my contract.
Nice.
So I kind of had a tone about it.
Okay.
But I was pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, Alex, who is the owner of the entire business, she says, well, Alex doesn't care. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, she's awoken the beast. And so I got really upset, right?
Yeah.
And so I just let her walk away. And well, I mentioned again, well, like, that's breaking my contract. And I let her walk away. And all I could think in my head was, you know what? I don't even care if they come down to fire me, because I'm going to quit.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to rub it in their faces. I'm going to take this to the law place and get them sued, because it's breaking
Judge Judy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Judge Judy, because they're breaking my contract.
Judge Scullin. Need a lawyer, skull in chief by your side.
So this is what happens. So basically, an hour later, she comes back down, right?
With a whip.
And she's talked about a whip before, but she comes back down and she's like, so I've talked to this person, like, I've talked to another head of the business about you saying that it's against your contract as an excuse to not work Saturday and Sunday. And they're talking about it. They're discussing the your future. And I was like, all right. Well, they're gonna find Quinn. Don't mess around. All right. If they're gonna play hardball, I'm gonna play harder ball. So, an hour after that, one of the heads comes down and starts playing real nice with me. Quinn. You said you're going into surgery soon and all this stuff. Wow, that must be like really hard and like really kissing my butt. And nice. I was putting it up in the air so she doesn't have to bend over as far.
Good.
And then she eventually leaves after like kissing my butt for a while. And the manager comes down and she's like, I came down here with I came down here with a hammer, and now I wanna greet you with a white flag. And I was like, oh, what does that mean? I don't understand your metaphor, but I'm ready. And she's like, yeah, we've reviewed your contract, and yeah, you're right. We can't actually work you over 20 hours per week. So, this is the point where I'm like already on 30 hours for the week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did we gotta say now? Yeah, you can't work me over 20 hours unless you give me like full benefits and stuff. interesting. And yeah, so basically everyone in the building kissed my butt for like the last hour or two of work.
Nice.
And I did I came in Saturday and worked like 8 hours. Yeah. Like, even despite, like, being able to just say no, I was like, oh, fine, I'll come in Saturday.
You just showed up?
Well, she was, like, mentioning it, like, to everyone who worked in the basement, like, all the full-time people, that they needed everyone to work Saturday, like, a full day.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll come. And so I came and worked 8 hours.
I was expecting this same effect, but... You work too many hours, and then they're going to be mad at you.
And blame it on me?
Yeah, you can't be working this many hours.
No.
I actually had this happen to me.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I was expecting it. That's common in retail.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me as well. Like, well, only one person knows my contract well enough to be like, hey, Quinn, you can't work more hours this week. You gotta leave.
Yeah.
But everyone else, like the higher ups, don't care or don't know. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, yeah, you're working today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So like that's why sometimes I have to pull like 12-hour days despite having worked already 20 hours. And then I'm like, we broke my contract this week and the next week. And I guess this week too.
You stood up for yourself.
Yeah, that was the main thing. I stood up for myself and possibly could have been fired, even though they can't fire me. But I don't know. I felt pretty good about it. I felt pretty good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. That's all I got to talk about, Nick, about myself. We're already pretty much halfway through the podcast, so yep. I think we should step it up here.
Let's step it up quickly. Mirror's Edge 2, now called Mirror's Edge Catalyst. And the devs stress, it's not a sequel, everybody. This is just Mirror's Edge, sequel.
I think we should talk about this slightly for a couple minutes. Okay,
I think it's confusing, and I don't understand why they even care.
From the interview, or the paragraph of information, it kind of sounded like they were saying, don't expect much. Like... This is Mirror's Edge 1.5. It's not Mirror's Edge 2 type of thing. I don't know about you, but that's what it sounded like to me.
I didn't get that feeling.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm still looking forward to the game, but why they even had to come out and be like, it's not a sequel, guys.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Like, it didn't even feel like they were saying a sequel in plot, but more like, this is not Mirror's Edge 2, and I don't know what that means. Like, is it not going to be as good?
I'm trying to think of other game series that have done this, and I'm thinking, like, Grand Theft Auto. But they didn't come out and just be like, Vice City, it's not a sequel to 3.
Uh-huh.
Guys, it just, no one cared.
Well, I'm thinking, like,
got it.
I'm thinking, like, Mortal Kombat Armageddon or some weird, like, you know, interpretation of a game that's like part of the series but not really. I don't know. It concerns me because last year when they talked about Mirror's Edge 2 and how it was sort of in the works, they kind of also stressed that the fact that they didn't really want it to happen. Like,
yeah, they don't have much confidence. I see what you're saying about that now.
Yeah.
You're saying it. Like, they haven't really talked much about it. They don't seem excited about it. They're just like, they're kind of, not that they're mad, but like the fans wanted it. We're only doing this because of you guys.
Yeah, I think.
Type deal.
It feels like.
It's like, okay, good.
Like, it feels like they don't care about the game and are only doing it to turn a profit because so many people want it.
This is going to be one where I'm going to wait for the reviews to come out.
Yeah,
I'm not going to pre-order this.
I'm just really concerned about what they're going to do to it.
Yeah.
But speaking of sequels, Nick, we got Fallout 4 confirmed.
Yep, and a trailer.
Yeah, did you watch the trailer?
I did watch the trailer.
Yeah.
This happened like right after we recorded the podcast.
I know, it was so weird. I was like, god damn it.
Yeah, we were like, Fallout 4 rumor.
And then, I guess the trailer's out. Whatever.
Yep. The trailer, it looks like Fallout. The graphics are kind of iffy, but that doesn't bother me too much. It's bothering some people, though.
It's bothering a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know.
If it's fun, it's fun. I don't know. Though The Witcher 3 looks really nice graphically.
Yeah.
So it is kind of nice having the nice graphics.
It's, I don't know. It's going to be weird because from what I saw, it definitely looked like Fallout 3, the sequel. Like a Fallout 4.
Yeah.
But not like not that big of a jump, technically. Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I can't judge it too much. The trailer, I'm hoping E3 tells me more.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to know.
So. I just hope it's like Oblivion to Skyrim, not, you know, Fallout 3 to Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, I guess. I like New Vegas.
Also,
shut up.
Good. Another sequel is on the horizon, Nick.
Boo!
Dark Souls 3 images have been leaked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So there's no one has
it's
confirmed.
Quinn's wallpaper.
No one has confirmed that it is like actually coming, but
Someone
leaked all these Dark Souls 3 images and said it's going to be announced at E3, so this week we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens, but
are you looking forward to it?
I am,
but you were having trouble and say Bloodborne versus Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, this is the thing, is that I want to be really excited about it, but I was so excited about Bloodborne, and then I haven't even finished it.
Yeah.
This
happens to me, too. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Like, I mentioned last week it happened with Grim Fandango, but it's happened with other games, like Professor Layton versus Ace Attorney. I was looking forward to that game for years, and I didn't think it was coming to America, and then it finally did, and like I didn't play much of it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad game either. I think someone just sidetracked me, and I never got back to it.
I don't know, man. Like, I wasn't my game of the year Dark Souls 2?
Yep.
And
to remind you.
And it's one of my favorite games and favorite series, and I should be super excited for this, but I'm not sure. I'm just not sure because of how Bloodborne turned out. I mean, it's a really good game, but it's not.
Yeah.
It didn't do it for me like the other games have.
Right. I can't give my opinion. Dark Souls 2 is fun, so I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Speaking of sad things and gaming, Nick.
Yeah, this was sad for me, this next one. Digital PC Game Store. Desura, whatever. Owner files for bankruptcy. And this was really sad for me because Indie Royale Bundles was owned by this company.
Oh, really?
So there's no more Indie Royale bundles anymore. Now it's sad. Even, like I follow them on Twitter, and the guy doing it is like, I don't work for them anymore. This is just an unofficial Twitter page now.
Oh, great.
It is really sad. But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the games you've bought on this. Uh-huh. It's like a Steam.
Yeah, so how are you going to use the application?
Yeah. And you can buy games off of it. And I don't know if I've bought that many games on it, but I know I've gotten games from indie bundles, tons of them, that weren't on Steam. So I don't know what's going on with that. So we'll see. I'm not too worried, though. I'd be more upset if it was Steam.
Yeah, well, Steam's never going to go away. Here's an example. There is a very large Dota 2 tournament called the International, right? And the prize pool is roughly $15 million.
Nice.
And all of that is raised through in-game purchases in Dota 2, okay?
Damn.
But the prize pool is only 25% of the profits made from in-game purchases in Dota 2.
Makes sense, I guess.
So Valve makes, for just this one tournament, that, like, they've only been allowing people to buy in-game purchases for, like, this year or whatever, they've made $60 million.
It's pretty good. The game is free-to-play, so they gotta make their money somewhere.
That's nuts.
It's free-to-play.
Yeah, it is free-to-play, but it's nuts. I don't know.
They're
rich. That's
what
concerns me.
They should give some to this Indie Royale.
That's what concerns me, though, is that Steam I feel like it's only getting bigger.
Yeah.
And it's
got
only
no competition.
It's becoming more and more of a monopoly.
Yeah. Though this GOG Galaxy thing I like this.
Yeah, I think it's good, but I don't see myself buying anything from them because I think they have their summer sale going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I already have a couple. How many games do I have on this? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 games on GOG.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, that totally compares to your 1,000 something.
Right. Yeah. One of them is Space Colony HD.
Wow.
That is one of the, what do they call that? When not underrated, but people liked it, but no one played it when it came out. So
I see what you're saying.
And I really liked it.
It's like
one of the games I grew up with.
Well, it's like a screen sheet.
What do you mean? Oh, no. Where it's good, but no one buys it.
I mean, no one plays it.
There's a name for it. I don't know. Sleepy Hit or something?
Sleepy?
Yeah, like people sleep through it or something. I don't know. No. I think I've heard that term. Anyway, Steam refund. We're moving on.
Yeah, well, speaking of Steam being like big and great and stuff, they're refunding.
You can't refund if you have more than 2 hours played.
That seems like the only thing. That you can't be banned in the game.
Yeah.
And you have to have less than 2 hours on the game, and then you can return it. Now, the question I have is, I have, like, hundreds of games I haven't even installed. Can I return those?
No, it has to be 30 days.
Oh, man.
Since the purchase.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I know, yeah, that's what I was
like, just give me $500.
I could have made some money right there.
Yeah, I know, right? That would have been good. Yeah. And you would have had all that money for the Steam sale, Nick.
Yep, there's a Steam sale.
Supposedly,
we talked about it last week.
But, supposedly, yeah. It's coming this Thursday. So
this Thursday, so...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
So tomorrow, everyone and their mother is going to have an empty wallet because the summer
it
sale...
Up. Don't be disappointed.
Yeah. I actually, even though it hasn't been summer sale yet, I've been looking at some sales, and I actually bought a 4-pack of a game, Nick.
What?
Murder what? Miners.
Oh.
It looks pretty fun, and it got really good ratings.
A
4-pack? Yeah.
Is it multiplayer? I'm guessing it's multiplayer?
Yeah, and it was only $4, for a 4-pack.
Who are you giving them to, huh?
I guess I'm going to give one to you, man.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to have to, maybe we won't stream it because zero people are going to look for that game, but we can try it out. I think it'll be fun.
What's it called?
Murder Miners.
Ah, well, there you
apparently,
go.
The reviews have said that it's like the early Halo mini games, like where you would have like the early fun custom games you would play in the Halo games.
I don't know.
Basically, the reviews say there's like 1,000,001 things you can do in the game, but there's zero people playing, so.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Moving on from Steam and all that other junk, Nick, what have you been playing? It sounds like...
I've only played Witcher 3 this week, but yeah, I did put in like 10 hours since the last podcast, so I'm... I don't know. Let's see what this tells me with the game. How do I go back? Oh, I put in almost 15 hours.
How far do you feel like you are?
Okay, so I think the main goal of the game is to find Ciri, the girl. Uh-huh. And there's one quest in my quest box that says, look for her in this city, look for her in that city. And there's three of them. And I've done one of those. And I'm in the middle of doing the second one. So I'm thinking, once I get to the third one, will that be near the end of the game? I'm not
sure. Oh, no, Nick. That's the second story mission, is to, like, look for her.
What? I've been doing a lot of the main ones, though. I finally talked to Triss.
Oh.
That's where I am. I just started talking to Triss.
Has she gotten naked yet, Nick?
Nope, I haven't seen her naked yet. But I did see the... What's her name? Kira. We had a good time.
Kira Knightley?
Yes, Kira Knightley. Mm. The game... was getting too hard, and Skolin's gonna be mad with me. I don't know.
Skolin in particular.
Yeah. I'm sorry to let you down. I had to put it on easy. It was just getting too hard for me, and I'm not good at these types of games. But once I put it on easy, it's still difficult for me. All you want, but it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I don't feel like... It doesn't feel like a hassle anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, Dark Souls kind of felt like, I keep dying. Mm-hmm. And I don't really feel the need to get good at this game.
Well, I mean, Witcher is also all about the story, for the most part. Like
that, too.
Like, yeah, it's fun to kill things, but if you're dying over and over again, that's not the experience you should be getting, so...
Yeah. Though some of the scenes, I feel bad because I know how much has gone into it, but sometimes I skip... like stories.
Oh, the story wow. parts. Yeah. Okay, that's different. Okay, that's different, Nick. That's just mean.
That's just they just mean. Get so long sometimes.
Well, if you're not
going to even like, pay... It's like, I get it. No one likes me.
Oh my god. You have to make choices, Nick. You gotta save people or let them die.
Yeah, I do like having to make choices. That is pretty cool.
Oh my god. Well, that's... Okay. Since you've been playing Witcher 3, I've also been playing Witcher 3. I don't think I have nearly as many hours as you, but I have that quest.
What level are you?
I think I'm still level 4. Like you said last week.
I thought you said you were level 7 last week.
Well, this is how I got confused, is I've leveled up my character like 7 times, but that's not my level. That's just the ability points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, I thought that's what... it meant every time I got an ability point was, oh, I'm leveling up, but that's not the case. But yeah,
I'm level 12.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So I'm assuming like main quests give you the most experience because
definitely.
I've finished every single quest and question mark in this one city. And that's sort of what I spent my hour or two or three.
Like going to the question marks on the screen.
Like, yeah, like finishing every
question. Yeah, those are good for collecting treasure and hopefully finding money or new gear.
Yeah.
But not experience.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But I don't know. There was also this period where my game, like after I started up having not played for a week or played for a couple days.
Yeah.
My game was kind of weird where I had like infinite stamina on my horse and... like, some of the question marks I would visit and complete, like, the thing, but they would still say, like, it would show me what's there, like a bunch of bandits, and it would show the bandit icon, but it wouldn't turn gray after I killed all the bandits. Like, it would still say, you need to kill all the bandits in this area.
I think there's something don't you have to burn something?
Maybe. I went to this one place in particular, right?
And it said, like a bandit like hideout? Is that what it's called?
No. So the one I have a problem with is it has this icon on the map and it says this place has been like ransacked and it's too dangerous for people to live here, right?
Yeah.
I go to the icon and all there is a statue.
Oh, oh, what do you have to do with this statue? There's something you gotta do.
Because there was another question mark near it that was there was a bear that I had to kill.
Huh.
But the statue, there's just like a statue on this road, like on the side of the road, and that's it.
I think I've seen this and I've did something. I forget what I had to do though. I was where you were in the game.
Yeah.
So I did. Oh, you know what? That I did look up something.
Oh, maybe I'll have to look
and that. I think I looked, that was the thing I looked up. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's what you do with it.
Okay.
And I don't remember what that was. So you're gonna have to look it up.
I thought my game was glitched or something, because I was like, there's nothing to kill here. It's just a statue.
I have to use your Witcher sense or something. Or no, I think it requires you use one of your, what's the powers called? You have the different powers.
Like Force or something? Or
whatever. Yeah, you gotta use one of those, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which one, though. It might be the one where you control people's minds.
Yeah. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've sort of been avoiding the main quests because I
But you've met Triss.
Nope. That I was talking about Triss from Witcher 2. That's why I...
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I brought her up, because I knew she was gonna be in this game.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I haven't really done many of the story missions because I saw that I failed two quests because they were like optional.
Yep.
And I thought that's because I moved too quickly through the story, so I was like, no, I wanna play every quest and finish it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to every single question mark before I start, you know, start doing anything.
Is that the real reason? I thought the reason for that was you made the wrong choice.
Yeah, that's actually what happened, but I didn't realize that until after I like looked at every question mark.
Okay.
So that's sort of how I spent my time. I found out that like the reason I failed is because I didn't act on something. Okay. Like it was weird because so it was the one where there's an herbalist and this lady's dying, right? And you can choose to feed like give her Witcher medicine or just let her die slowly and painfully. And
I haven't done this one.
And I just, like, walked away. Like, I thought I could come back and give her medicine. And so I just walked away, and it's like, you failed. And I was like, oh, goddamn.
Sometimes, though, you think you're doing the right thing, and it's not.
So. Yeah.
So.
But that's
it's definitely
cool.
A great game. I think it's really good.
Angry Joe gave it a 10 out of 10.
Whoa. Is that normal, or is that rare?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't watch him. But he gave it a 9 out of 10 on consoles.
What?
He gave it a 10 out of 10 on PC and a 9 out of 10 on consoles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So get it on PC if you're going to get it, I guess.
Because it is gorgeous. The best. It's the best.
So, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh, wait, you played other games.
No, let's move on.
Okay, moving on.
All right. I picked the random topic for this week, and it's extreme weather.
Extreme.
Because I was super hot yesterday. It was 95 degrees. Nick has been talking about he's hot.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about what is the most extreme weather you have had to survive in, Nick?
Technically, I don't remember this since I was only two, but I had to evacuate the state of Mississippi when I lived there when I was two because of Hurricane Andrew, and I had to go to Florida to escape it.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I don't remember any of it, but...
Wow, I guess Nick wins.
I'm trying to think of extreme weather I've seen in person, and snowstorms. I've seen some pretty gnarly snowstorms where one storm is just like 30 inches of snow.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's tough living in New England sometimes, or I guess Canada knows what I'm talking about. They probably have it worse, but...
Canada.
I've seen some gnarly lightning storms.
Okay.
That's kind of neat. When I was in Kentucky, there was always... I've never seen, like, gray, stormy skies like I did in Kentucky. Because it's kind of, like, out to the Midwest where it's, like, known for tornadoes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they had a tornado siren, and it would go off. But I never saw a tornado. But the skies were very gnarly. Looking.
Oh, man.
I keep using the word gnarly, and I don't know why. But
it's
that's
appropriate.
How I feel.
It's
that's
appropriate.
How I feel, people. So, you keep talking. I'm going to think a little bit more, see if I can come up. I think that's about it. I've been through floodings. I know in Kentucky that it would just flood over there all the time, and they would close down streets because there's just too much water.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, but here in California, flooding in my community is actually a big problem.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a big problem a lot of places.
Yeah, but since we live in a valley, the good part of California is in a valley, and yeah, when you're kind of, I think it's below sea level.
You're in a drought.
Yeah, I know we're in a drought too, but, and that's actually part of the problem, is that since the soil is dry, when water's introduced, it kind of just floats above the soil, because the soil's too dry to just suck it up.
Yeah.
So, we just get floods, we'll have one night of rain, and then we can't connect towns, because the flood just wipes out the main roads. That can be kind of crazy, but mainly here, I think I've had some a gnarly storm when driving north, out of California, we were going to some snow resort or whatever, ski resort. But I don't really remember that because I was young. But mainly here in California, it's fires, floods, and earthquakes.
California is definitely a weird state.
Yeah.
When it comes to anything.
The thing is, California has a lot of microclimates. If I drive 10 minutes to the east, the weather is completely different. Or if I drive 10 minutes north or 10 minutes south.
I've been through that. Not up here, but when I went to Arizona, they had one moment it's just desert, and the next moment it's hailing and lightning storm.
Yeah.
Flagstaff is kind of known for doing that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Flagstaff, Arizona. So,
yeah.
And that's where I was going.
I mean, mainly there's not a difference in rain. It's just more of difference in temperature because overcast as well. We don't get differences in rain or blizzards or hail because we don't have a lot of water here, but.
What's the longest you've gone without power? You lost the power because of a storm or something.
Oh. I want to say 3 days.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. I think my record's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems like every winter here, everyone loses power at least once for a couple days.
Yeah, sucks. I think one of the reasons we lose power is just because people crash into, the local power boxes.
That happens here too.
It has nothing to do with weather. sometimes we've had,
you're all dehydrated.
Yeah. someone just passes out in their car and hits the power box.
Well, you're drinking all the water. You only drink water.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm kind of greedy about it. Don't tell anyone. but the major thing I've seen and been a part of was there was a fire in my neighborhood. And it killed people and burnt down houses.
Wow.
And it was literally a quarter of a mile. Not even a quarter. It was probably a quarter to an eighth of a mile away from my house. So we're living in a brand new neighborhood, just freshly built. And someone lit off a firework in the summer. And in California, everything is dry grass.
What's the laws on fireworks?
Well, here's the thing. So before this point, you could light fireworks. Fireworks were legal. Now, in the entire state of California, fireworks are illegal.
Okay.
Because this sort of stuff started happening. But since... Okay, California is also just dry grass. I mean, it's called the Golden State because every part of California, all the mountains and stuff, are made of dry grass. It's all gold. And so if you light a firework, the entire mountain is just in flames. And so I used to live on a mountain. And so the entire neighborhood is on this mountain covered in dry grass and just went poof. And yeah, people died and it was scary.
I read something similar, but it's way stupider.
Okay.
And I think it works here. It has nothing to do with me, but I was reading this girl started she was friends with the volunteer firefighters, and she's like, I guess one of them texted her that he was bored or something, and she's like, oh, I'll start a fire and then can put it out.
Oh,
and
wow.
It ended up burning down a forest, but she didn't tell the firefighter she was doing it. She just reported it in, and no one knew she caused it until she went on to Facebook and, like, posted a link to, like, the article, and she's like, does everyone like my fire? Oh, and, my like, God. The police got her.
Okay, that's really dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, she should have, like, just called the guy and said, oh, there's a fire in my backyard on my barbecue, I can't put it out, instead of, like, oh, let me go burn down this national park here.
Yep, there you
go. Get this don't boy to that, talk people. To me. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Extreme weather. Yeah, I know, right? Extreme gnarly. Weather.
That's going to have to go in the title now.
Gnarly weather.
We said gnarly too many times.
Taco Supreme. Gnarly Supreme. Extreme.
We got to change it. Skolin's been saying Taco Supreme every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we got to. All right,
he
here we go.
He just knows now.
Nick, you got to say something.
Don't put me on the spot like this.
Jeez. All right. A double-double. No animal sauce.
No. That's too Cali.
Double-double. No fries.
Nope.
Double-double chocolate shake. Five Guys burgers and fries. Okay, that is not Cali.
That's true.
There you go. Five Guys burgers and fries, Skolin. Keep up the good work.
Baconator.
I don't know about the Baconator, man. I already have some indigestion right now.
Okay.
I don't know if I can keep up saying with the Baconator.
Skolin, just say everything we just said in the past 30 seconds.
Yeah, I expect a paragraph.
Should we end the podcast kind of early today?
A little bit early. I think, well, we made up for it because last week we went overboard. So
last week was the worst podcast ever when we went overboard. This week's the best podcast and we're under.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's science.
At Organized Remain on Twitter, twitch.tv/Organized Remains, and subscribe to Organized Remains on YouTube.
Correct.
See you, freaks.
Follow Quinn, Mr. Breaded Chicken /1, I think it is. What else is he on? Indiegogo. He's got a Patreon account. And donate to his... Oh, man, I was just making it. See you, freaks.